You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Before we get to that, let's take a look at how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It's certainly been an interesting day of movements. Not much has happened in some spheres, but in others, the markets have been quite active. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager and director at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson, to take a look at the latest market movements. Gary, good evening. Lovely to speak to you again. Rather flat day on the all share and the top 40 side of things, but resources clearly using this as an opportunity to eke out some of those gains that were lost all those weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the headline index level, yeah, not much to write home about. You know, 4 basis points stronger, which is basically nothing. And a very similar picture in Europe as well. The FTSE also flat. For most of the day, we had Paris and Germany flat as well, but they did slip into negative territory towards the end of the session. As you say, resources up over 1%, but you've got to remember resources are incredibly high beta, which means that when markets move up a little bit, they move up a lot. They're generally more volatile than the other counters on the exchange. But that said, big recovery in platinum stocks today. We had the likes of Sibanye up over 5%, Impala Platinum also up over 5%, Northam up almost 4%. So, big day for the precious metals companies. We had Goldfields also up around 2%, or just under 2% at least. So a little bit of a recovery, but you just get the sense that the big announcement is going to be on Wednesday evening when Jerome Powell decides how much he's going to cut interest rates by. And you get the sense that the market is just taking this breath and waiting to see what happens.
Gary, what is going to happen? 25 basis points? 50 basis points? Have you spoken to
Jerome? It's a great question. We haven't spoken to him yet. But looking at the interesting facet to this is that you can track the probabilities if you go and look at the Fed funds futures. And for most of the month, we've seen that the market has believed that there's going to be a 25 basis point cut, with the probabilities of that half a percent, the 50 basis points, slowly increasing. This morning, it flipped. We now have a 61% chance that we're going to see half a percent come out of the US interest rates, at least off the federal funds rate, on Wednesday evening. Only 39% chance that we get 25 basis points. So if you had to speculate, you would say that 50 basis points is going to come off the market on Wednesday night. Now, of course, that feeds into the local market as well, because we're obviously going to get inflation numbers for South Africa on Wednesday as the MPC meets. We're going to have a look at those. And then, of course, we'll have the announcement from the MPC meeting. The governor's going to give us our decision. And largely, we're expecting a 25 basis point cut from the South African Reserve Bank. Now, what that's going to do, if we get 50 basis points in the US and only 25 from the South African Reserve Bank, that's going to increase the interest rate differential between the two countries. That could mean we have a significantly stronger rand, because suddenly South African deposits become relatively more attractive, and you'll see a lot of money flooding into South Africa. So currently today, we've got, I think we've started to see that pricing in. So we've got the rand dollar exchange rate down at 1760 at the moment. And most of this has come from that dollar weakness. If you look at the dollar index, we're still just a touch above 100, which is down significantly over the last couple of months. But it's all to play for. And I think what this is going to do, it's going to cast a lot of focus on the upcoming data points as well. So we've got US retail sales out tomorrow at 2:30. And I think we're going to see exaggerated movements from the market, depending on how that prints. And you just get the sense that this is going to be a volatile week. We're going to see asset prices moving all over the place as we head into these announcements.
Gary, you brought up something interesting around that interest rate differential. Does it make sense for our Reserve Bank governor to approach it from that perspective, to say this is a unique opportunity to strengthen the rand so that inflation from our perspective in months going forward can be dealt with more sustainably, to say if we do get 50 basis points, to just allow that 25 basis point differential to sit on the market, or to sit on the rand side for a little bit? Do you think that makes sense for decisions from the governor?
It's a good question, and we were discussing it in the office today as well. What is the mechanism behind which the NBC will make that kind of decision? Are they waiting to see? Have they got any idea of what's going to come out of the Fed at this stage as well? But I mean, to your point, the problem is that South Africa's challenges, a lot of South Africans' challenges around inflation, are more structural in nature, and our monetary policy has a far more limited effect than you would in an economy like the US. So there is a good argument to be made. That said, our inflation numbers are getting very much the midpoint of the range. We're almost within target, and of course we understand the growth concerns. We understand the benefit that low interest rates could have on the local economy as well. And I think the governor and the South African Reserve Bank is facing very similar pressures to what the US is facing. It's really about balancing, acting in time and making sure that you're not acting too late to loosen financial conditions and to drop interest rates, because unfortunately these tools are very blunt and they do look forward 12 to 18 months, and it's very difficult to justify in an economy like South Africa where we have plus 30% unemployment, very, very constrictive monetary policy.
I take your point on that, Gary, especially given that if we compare it to the US's unemployment rate, which only sits at about 4.2%, they can afford a 50 basis point cut. They have a much bigger population. They have a much higher employed population as compared to South Africa. So perhaps we need to look at things a little differently from that perspective. But sticking with things and looking at things a little differently, I want to get your thoughts on the latest announcements from Sasol. They announced the appointment of a new chairperson. The business has obviously been going through some interesting times around their transition to operating greener and cleaner, and this announcement around the chairperson seems like an interesting one.
Certainly, Muriel Dube, who will take the reins as the chairperson of Sasol, has actually been on the board as a non-executive director since 2018, but definitely a climate heavyweight. Was a chief negotiator for the South African government in terms of climate change negotiations internationally. Holds an MSc from Oxford, specifically with a focus on climate matters as well. So it's an interesting move, and certainly at this level leadership in the acceleration of the transformation is going to be key. They have very, very aggressive targets as a company, so they're looking at a 30% reduction in greenhouse gases by 2030, and essentially to be net zero by 2050. And as I said, that is an incredibly aggressive target, specifically in a country like South Africa where we have developmental challenges, we have energy security challenges. So to push through almost a green agenda is far more difficult here as well. That said, it's as a company, as an energy producer, they have to change. So hopefully this is a positive step and something that we'll see real change on the ground, and not just Sasol paying lip service to the general global ESG concerns.
Well, the market has certainly been quite responsive to that. I mean, the share price hasn't really moved much, but the optimism does seem to be sitting there. I guess the Sasol conversation is more around what the performance of the business looks like and how they intend to achieve the points that you've outlined, Gary. Before I let you go, Gary, there was another assassination attempt on a president elect or president, no, actually not president elect, a presidential candidate, Donald Trump, around the or over the weekend rather. Has the market responded to that? Has the US market shown any sign of volatility? There was a bit of a ruckus around the first assassination attempt. I want to get your thoughts on this one.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking at it, it's very difficult to unpack, exactly what is influencing, things like the gold price or things like volatility, because they are obviously composite indices. But looking at it, we've got the S&P 500 down, call it 0.2% at the moment. The Nasdaq's down around almost 1%, but it's a very mixed bag, and you don't get the sense that there has been a big market reaction. You've got the gold price up slightly, but again, how much of this is fears around what would have potentially happened should Donald Trump have been assassinated, and how much of this is just concerns, maybe traders taking money off the table ahead of that big rate announcement as well. So very difficult to unpack it. No great movements. So we've got the volatility index sitting at 17, which is elevated compared to what we're used to trading between, kind of maybe 10 to 11 up to about 15 in its normal range. So a little bit elevated, but I think that's because we've got a week of risk. I think the market's largely shrugging it off. We've got oil prices marginally higher, but difficult to see how that would really flow into the market. If I look at the underlying NASDAQ, for example, it's also very mixed bags, almost the same kind of trading that we saw on the South African exchange today. You've got the likes of NVIDIA down 2.5%, Arm Holdings also down 2.5%, ASML, obviously the semiconductor fabricator, down 2.5%. But on the other side, you've got things like Intel up almost 4%, and CrowdStrike, after its big fall, also up around 3.5%. So very mixed bag in the NASDAQ, and difficult to pinpoint the exact impact of what the second assassination attempt has resulted in.
Perhaps markets just have too much to contend with. I think we'll leave it at that, Gary. Thanks as always for the time and for the insights. Gary Boyson, Portfolio Manager and Director at Rand Swiss, joining me to reflect on the market movements of the day, some that happened over the weekend, and just what the markets might be thinking for the week ahead.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.